What's up, After Buzzers? What's up, Sacred Lives fans? We're back here to break down episode 6. We have so much to talk about. We have a very exciting guest. And, of course, at the end of the episode, we have some trivia for you. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
And we're back with what used to be the Shrek song, but now is the Sacred Lies song.
Monkeys don't get no love.
I know, right? What's up, After Buzzers? We're so excited to be back here. We've missed you so, so much. I'm your host, Julie Bever. With me, I have Evan. How you doing,
What's
Evan?
What's going on, girl? How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so happy to be here. And we have a very exciting guest. Zamani Ronder is here with us.
Hey.
Our very own Rashida is sitting here. Flesh and blood. We have so many questions. I hope you're ready.
I'm sorry.
This is going to be an exciting one. And of course, last but definitely not least, we have Taylor Gates. How you doing, Taylor?
I'm doing great. I got Zamani next to me. I feel so honored. I'm like in the place of honor on the side of the table, I feel like. So I'm doing good.
Oh my gosh. Well, in this episode, in this after show, we'll be breaking down everything, you know, episode 6 related. We have everything that's going on in Juvie. Angel's no longer with us. When is she coming back? I don't know. We'll discuss about that. We have the woods. So lots of stuff happening in the woods. Some hooking up, some fighting, some love making, lots and lots of fun stuff. And also, so we cannot forget Dr. Wilson. So much to discuss about. But let's go overall in everybody's kind of overall thoughts. And then I'm going to ask you directly a question.
Okay.
We are such huge fans of this show. What turned you onto this script? What made you be part of this project?
I think the script itself was powerful just by reading it and getting like the audition card and everything like that, and seeing like the difference between the main character being, you know, having a disability and going through what she had to go through and coming through from a cult to juvie. That is like that's a whole different another world. So reading that and like seeing her thoughts behind it and what she went through and her feelings and things, it really just drew me to the point of like, wow, this is different. Mm-hmm. It's something that like it's new to the business industry, period. So that's what really drew me to it. Like just the powerfulness of it and the so it's descriptive and everything like that. It was just amazing to me, honestly.
Yeah, it really is. And especially episode 6, so much happened. So many questions were answered. I really enjoyed this episode a lot. Was it one of your favorites, Taylor?
For sure. I mean, I love the fact that we got more Minnow and Jude. Like they're so cute. Like they're the most adorable. And we sort of got our first little taste, but our first like big taste of Minnow kind of being defiant and sort of questioning things and how that might play out in the future. She decides to do that again because that scene was terrifying.
Yes. It really was. Evan, what were your thoughts?
Listen, first and foremost, man, listen, I know Jude is alive in the future. That's all I care about. That's my only takeaway out of all 30 minutes. I'm like, wait a minute. They flash forward and Jude was alive? I got my wish, man. That's all I care about. When I get my prediction wish come true, the brother's alive.
Yeah, he is.
That's all you gotta say.
He's hanging tough. But no. It was great. Like, there's a lot of things that they're doing. A lot of things are like covering a lot of things that you're wondering what was going on. And they're like, just I was telling you off air, like the song. Now you know why the song was so special to her in the very, very beginning of the very, very first episode. So I thought that was really awesome. Like, why it's special to her, and they kind of showed that in that cool scene with them.
I thought that was so cool too, because we all suspected that it was something that they learned within the cult. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, it's something she learned with outside of the cult, which is so cool. And in this episode, you see him, he's kind of teaching her a lot of things, right? He's really this escape for her, and she is an escape for him too. And I really love how they are able to find each other. And I see hope there. Do you see hope, Taylor? Do you think there's going to be
I sure something? Hope so, especially the fact that, he's alive still.
Alive!
I
mean,
that was alive a question that we all had. I mean, we were all a little nervous last week. So, I mean, if they're both still living and breathing, like, nothing's going to be able to keep them apart, guys. It's true love. They're going to overcome all of these crazy obstacles, and they're going to end up together.
I can't wait. I really need to see them more together, because we got to see a little bit about them this week. Actually, we could even say we got to see a lot about them with a very steamy hookup session. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really sweet. It was a little bit longer than what I thought Facebook Live, Facebook Secret Lies, like a Facebook Watch show would give us. But I was very happy with it. I really think they're so sweet. Were you all about that scene?
Listen, all I know is, man, I've been doing it all wrong my whole life, man. If I'd known that if I could cry and get an adorable girl like Minnow to just do, like, kiss me after crying. Fellas, you gotta show your emotion. Gentlemen, show your emotion, because you could be in a treehouse, broke, poor, and still get a girl. You know what I mean? Is that how it is for real?
Somebody? I mean,
man, I've been given the wrong advice.
I mean, if a guy is comfortable with you, right off the bat, a girl feels okay. Apparently. He trusts you, but it's not gonna always work like that. You can't just put on some tears. You're gonna get whatever you want. Not all the time, but you got it.
It was a very deep scene, but it was very. They wanted to show you the passion that they did have and what that relationship really does mean for her. And it was. I think that's why it was so intense.
It really was. And I think they really found each other in that moment. And as we were saying, he opens up about his backstory and actually his father passing and how brutal that was. And we thought he was alone in the woods, but he's really alone. Yes. Can you imagine being that young with no real support system? How long do you think you'd last?
I can't. I'm literally an adult right now, and I still call my mom like every day. Like, not lifelong.
Seriously.
Yeah. That was intense.
And having to like go through the trauma of having to help him kill himself and then having to live with yourself alone and not tell anyone after that. Mm. Like, there's no release from your own like thoughts. And oh my gosh, I can't imagine like how many nightmares you'd have after that.
Right. And that's why really I'm so happy that they were, at least for that time period, able to be that support system for each other. And I really hope we'll see more of that. But there's a possibility that we might not, because Dr. Wilson went in and investigated to try to figure out what was going on. And by doing so, we dig up the body, and it looks like Jude might get arrested. And I'm very nervous about it.
Yeah, but I think you can kind of tell that Dr. Wilson doesn't want him to get arrested, though. You know what I mean? I don't think he wants him to be a suspect. He doesn't want him to be, because he took a shot at him. If he was a better shot, Dr. Wilson might be dead. You know what I mean? So, but I still think Dr. Wilson's trying to get to the bottom of something. I don't think he really wants the kid to, you know, be in jail for what he doesn't really know.
Right. Well, that's my question. Is that, again, I think we go back to this. What is Dr. Wilson's true intentions? Mm. Because he wants to resolve this. We had this sweet moment with the Valentine's Day card this week, and then she's complaining that he's not bringing it up, and he's saying he's not her friend, yet he cares for her. Tell me, what are your thoughts?
Well, Dr. Wilson is very mixed emotions. He cares about Minnow, but he also has a job. Mm-hmm. And with, like, the things going on with him, as you see, like, he has a drinking problem and things like that, I feel like he wants to be her friend, but he also has to get down to it, because he's going through stuff at home. He has to take care of himself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now it's the point of, like, he wants to believe Minnow. He sees how she cares about Jude. He wants to really believe her. But then he's like, so who's the killer then? Right. You have to help me, or else I'm just going to go to what's in my face. I'm going to go to the evidence that I'm finding by myself. And she feels, I wouldn't say she feels betrayed, but it's like, That's her only person she can talk to now that Angel's not there. So it's hard to trust somebody when, like, he's going after the love of your life.
Right.
So for Dr. Wilson, it's really bittersweet. It's really mixed emotions for him. And I think as it goes on, we'll start to figure out the true him besides his job, you know?
Right. So, well, Taylor, do you think his intentions are pure?
I don't know. I mean, I know at the beginning of the show, I was like, absolutely not, no way. But each week he's been showing, I feel like more vulnerability and sort of opening up more about himself. And like, you can tell that he's definitely struggling with all of this too. Like, he doesn't know what to think. So I don't know. I feel like I've moved from like completely not trusting him to starting to trust him more and more each week. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if this is a trap, but we'll see.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have to shout out really quick. Rael Tucker is in our live chat, and so I want to say hi to her. She's amazing. We've had her on here. Can you talk a little bit about how it was working with her?
It was amazing. She honestly is such a genuine human being. And with the industry, you never know who you're coming towards with like producers and directors and things. But Rael, she really sits there with anybody, every character, and gets to know you as a person and helps you understand that. And the fact that like this was coming from a true life story of hers just made it even more better. So honestly, I can nothing but good things. I have a full heart towards her. Like, I love her. That's my on set mom, honestly. So I love you, Rael, wherever you are. I love you so much.
And we love you too. Is there any like advice or tidbits? Like, is there anything that surprised you about her that you could share with us?
Going in, I didn't about the cult thing. I didn't know until like halfway through filming and like seeing how she put her all into it. You would just think, you know, like it was just something that she found very interesting. But then knowing that like it came from that type of feeling from her life, mm-hmm. it just made me like even more like surprised and respect her even more, because like it's sometimes like people aren't okay with sharing their life stories right. and comparing it to like their business or what they're doing. So like seeing her do that, it's just, I was like, oh my gosh, girl, like I give you all the respect. Like honestly, like that was the only thing that really surprised me. Other than that, like I honestly respect her since day one. Like yeah. she's been such a good person and she still is, and I just wish her nothing but the best. And I thank her for this opportunity altogether, to be honest with you. So yeah.
Yeah, she is amazing. And like you're saying, she's putting it all out there in the script. Yeah. And actually in this episode, in episode 6, we got to learn a little bit more about your backstory as a character. Yes. So we learned that you were actually, now you're serving time in juvie because you're protecting your ex-girlfriend. Uh-huh. How long until you were able to know that was your backstory?
Well, that was actually part of the audition script. Okay. So I got to actually compare that to that character already. And honestly, from, I guess you could say, my high school life, I understood exactly where Rashida was coming from, doing something for somebody you thought you loved and then have them like turn their back on you after you've done everything you could for them. I really kind of connected to her really well on that. And so honestly, doing that, I just kind of, I understood it from day one. Like, I was like, okay, she's in love. Mm-hmm. But doing time on top of that, yeah. that's a lot. That's a lot. So for me to actually connect myself to this character, I had to put myself in her position. I had to put myself in, okay, there's a boy maybe that you're in love with, and you took the rap for him, and now you're in juvie, and he's out there living his life, probably not even thinking about you. Mm. So yeah, it was a harsh thing, but I think with anybody in the world, you could always relate to something, no matter what. You just have to really put your life into that. So
right, we also teased that Minho told her that Angel likes you.
Yeah, that's my girl. That's my girl. That was another thing. Juvie, you know, it's very different. Even in, like, jail general, like they say, some girls are gay for this day, some girls are this, some girls are that. And I think with Rashida, she's still trying to find who she is because she was always after that girl outside of the juvie. So when she got in juvie, she wanted to be a Christian, but she also started catching feelings for Angel. So she's kind of mixed up. She's still trying to figure out, confused, but at the same time, I think she's not going to hide her feelings. Rashida as a person is really straight to it. She has no filter, in case you guys have seen her.
Would you say part of you is still like kind of attracted to like the bad girl? Is that still something that you feel like, even though you've been burned like by like somebody that steals, like do you still feel like Angel, that part that you're attracted to that kind of stuff?
Oh, totally. Totally. I feel like that's her thing. She loves bad girls, but at the same time, I'm also like that Christian girl who like goes for the bad girls. I don't go for it. And you know, they always say like Christians are, their daughters are sneaky. That little saying. But totally, I think she does still go for the bad girls, but I think she sees something in Angel more than she saw in her other girlfriend.
Right.
Angel actually has a bright future for herself if she really works towards it. And a lot of people see Angel as like this bad person, and I think Rashida notices that like she's really sweet. Absolutely. And she's smart, and she has stuff for herself, and people just don't understand that because people want to judge her off of what they're told and not her true story. So yeah.
We got to know a little bit more about her backstory. And as you're saying, like, it seems that the counselors and whoever works at the Juvie Center are telling Minho, like, you know what? You don't really know her as much as you think that you do. Mm-hmm. Even though Angel's really the only one who's been helping her.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I really hope that she doesn't fall for that and she sticks with her gut, what her gut is telling her, that is your friend. She's helping you. She's giving you all this knowledge. She's really that support system for you. I'd really be sad to see that friendship go away. And I want her to come back. Do you have any inclination of how many episodes she's going to be gone for? Can you tell us?
I can't really tell you. But Angel... Angel will be back.
Okay, good.
You can't just dismiss Angel like that. No, that's her role, dog. But I can't tell you, you know, you just gotta wait. Okay. You just gotta tune in. You gotta tune in, guys.
Man, they got y'all. Man, they got y'all. Man, y'all do not give anything. No, no. They got y'all prepared. Y'all got y'all prepped in here. Shout out to the show creators and the showrunners. Y'all come in here tight-lipped. My goodness.
He said tight-lipped.
You're like, oh, you have to wait.
I mean, okay. Well, I'll take it because at least I can take a breath that she's going to come back, which I thought she would, but now I know for sure. So, good. We're good.
I just throw my girlfriend away like that. We don't do stuff like that.
One thing that they talked about, so I want to get more into you guys' opinion about this. They were saying that they're like, you know what, Minnow, Angel's not your friend. We need to get you a counselor. Like, you should talk to someone. She's like, but I've been talking to Dr. Wilson. She goes, he works for the FBI. He's not really someone to talk to. No one has maybe thought about this before.
That's what I was thinking. Like, this is like, she's been here for a while. Like, we have had Valentine's Day already passed, and you're just now thinking, maybe this girl needs some help. Like, have you looked at her file? Like, do you know what? Okay,
she
whatever.
Has so it's much fine. Trauma, so much she needs to go through. That the fact that she doesn't have one, she should have several counselors. She's talking to this one guy, no supervision, no lawyer. If he works for the FBI, like, should a lawyer be present? Like, come
on. Interesting, because I don't. Yeah, that's kind of it. Lord definitely should be present because she's been incriminating herself since the first episode. But like, I just think it just goes to show how many people like really don't care about other people's plight and other people's situation while things are going on. Like, they got all these girls and they've already prejudged them. Like, like she was talking to Minnow about Angel. Like, she's already prejudged her. She doesn't care about the story. She doesn't even question the uncle might have been doing something he shouldn't have been doing and all this other. So everyone has their predisposed like thoughts towards all these girls and why they're in. And I think, Dr. Wilson, he cares. So let's just let him just deal with Minnow for a second. he got worried about anything like that. So I think that's just goes to show you like the facility is not up to par.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what I enjoy about the show too, is that they kind of make a comment on like society and our system. Yeah. Like this actually goes on. It seems so crazy, but it does. And I don't know. That was intense. That was definitely intense. Is that something that the writers or anyone on crew has ever talked about how there is some kind of political message or some kind of social message in there?
We've talked about it. Just the simple fact of like even any juvenile detention facility, you look at a girl who's in juvie and automatically think she's bad. Mm-hmm. She's done something wrong. And they never know that like, as a teenager, you're lost and you make mistakes and you do things. And when they put you in that one like closed area, that one building just to get, you know, punished and not learn from it or not get taught from it, it's really different. And one thing I can say, a lot of the girls, we really kind of put ourselves into that. We didn't shave. Like, we really sat there and put ourselves into that character because you had to understand that, like, we're alone in this place. That's how we feel. We're alone. We don't have anybody. As far as we're concerned, we're a problem to society, and they're keeping us away from it.
Yeah.
So that was something we did talk about, but it was all fun and games, honestly. We try not too hard to like think about all the negativity, but that was one thing that everybody had to really sit there and think about.
Yeah. But were there any fun moments on set?
I saw some videos. It was a lot of dancing, singing. Elena taught us a lot of K-pop stuff, like stuff I didn't even know about. So it was a lot of fun things. Honestly, as soon as the cameras went off, it was a whole different world. So that was the fun part about it. As soon as the cameras come on, you're on the show. As soon as it goes off, we're dancing, singing, riding scooters around set. It was all fun and games.
If you guys aren't part of like the community on Facebook, like definitely join that because they post behind the scenes videos and they are so fun.
And
like
there will be more.
There's people like flossing. There's people rapping. I'm like, this literally does just look like summer camp. Like this looks awesome. Like so much fun.
Yes.
As you're saying, for those watching, it's Sacred Lies, the community. So just write that in your search thing and it will pop up. That's why I love Facebook, that this is a great different kind of way to consume TV shows through Facebook Watch. And I really hope we'll be getting more content because it's really, really cool. Were you surprised? I mean, have you ever worked for it's your first Facebook Watch show, right?
Yes, it's my first Facebook Watch show.
Is there anything you could say about working with in this kind of form?
This was different for me. It was very different in a really good way. And it showed me a lot because honestly, with the industry that I've done always like, you know, one episodes, one liners, things like that. Being on an actual set for a long period of time, getting to actually know the cast and the crew and seeing how everything came into place and like Facebook in general is so different. And I really like it. Like I like it. And I know like social media is now taking over. So seeing everything come into place with the community coming and groups and things like that, I was like, all of this happened within a mist of weeks? Are you crazy? So honestly, I like it. It's really different. It's really different. And hearing about, I've heard about Facebook Watch due to this. Right. I really wasn't watching it at first. I didn't know about it. I didn't really have a Facebook. At first, I had the whole thought, you know, Facebook's for, you know, older people. I deleted my Facebook and I was like 12 because it's embarrassing. But actually, like.
Back on now, ain't you? Sacred lives.
Yeah, I'm back. Real quick. So. Seeing everything come into place and it being the first scripted series, I think it
awesome.
Facebook watches is making a name for themselves.
That's historic though. Being on a show that's the first, that's you're part of history. So it's good that the platform is different, you know, and it's getting like a lot of good reviews. Yes, so it's just because the show is deep though. You guys get covered a lot in 30 minutes, man. I tell you what,
it's real deep.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. I know it is really such a sweet, great community. And shout out to everyone who's in the live chat right now. We're seeing your comments and we really appreciate them. And we'll shout out a little bit later specific people. Especially I'm seeing you guys throwing some predictions, which our prediction segment is going to come up. But we theorize. I know your lips are going to be super tight, but they have lots of theories. We have theories. So we'll get to that in a minute. But before we do, let's talk a little bit more about just our theories about the woods. So I know we said that these people hooked up, but prior to them hooking up Jude and Minnow, Jude was kind of making her question a little bit her beliefs and what the prophet has been telling her. Right. And that's like the first instance we're really seeing her really second guess that, especially at the scene when they're having dinner. And she asks, like, wait, you know, she's putting him into question. And you heard everyone gasping, and including myself. I was like, oh, did she really do that?
Yeah, she.
Did she really do that? Oh, Lordy. Well, she didn't. And what were you guys' thoughts when that happened?
Go for it, Taylor.
I'm so glad she finally did. And I'm so glad that Jude finally kind of, like, set her straight, because I feel like he's been taking a lot of her, like, you know,
he came
her
on so beliefs. Strong though. He came on kind of strong.
He
though.
Did, but I think it was warranted. Like last week we were talking about how chill he was about her, like, really being real racist towards him. So I was like, good. Like, I'm glad he's finally kind of over that. And like, I feel like he felt comfortable enough to actually have a real conversation with her about it, because they've been bonding so much and spending so much time together. So he's like, maybe she'll actually start to listen to me now. And then I think that Minnow's starting to care so much about him. She's like, well, he does obviously have a soul. Like, you're wrong. Like, I see myself firsthand. And so I think that she's very conflicted. And I feel like she cares so much about him that it's making her want to be kind of more courageous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was interesting because, like, when you see, like the cult, that's the whole basis of it, like, the leader of the cult, like, to not question anything. So, like when someone does that, that's definitely, like, the biggest no-no you can do. But it's because of Jude, and it's like she's, when you're spending time with a person that you've been told is something else, and you're realizing, wait a minute, this is not how I've been, wait a minute, hold on. This brother, he kind of nice. He kind of sweet. hold on, Prophet. Charlie's wrong. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think it's really cool just for her to speak up, man. You know, and Charlie, the actor, he's pure class. So like, he handled it just like he should have. That's why the writing is good. Shout out to Ryle, because the writing's really good. Like, it's like, he was really calm about it. And he was like, oh, you know, it's, you know, just, you can just tell.
You can just look into
He was real calm about it, even though he didn't want to be.
He was. It's great. I love how they're doing such a good job at showing what are the tactics of, you know, this master manipulator and how he's able to do all this. And as you're saying, he's calm. He looks at her, but he's very threatening. I thought that was very threatening.
He's a good actor.
Calm, but threatening. It's scary. Kind of like, don't do that again.
That's what I said. I said a couple weeks ago about another character, I forget who it was, but just when they're quieter and like more intense, like that's scarier than just yelling like sometimes, because it's so threatening.
Right. Well, she follows him because she's like, she really has this feeling like something's not up. And you see him do the inhaler.
Thought he threw that away.
Mm-hmm.
Told him, I don't need that inhaler. Threw it in the pile, didn't he? Everybody took it right back out the pile when they weren't looking. He's like, I need that. Listen, asthma is real.
Hold back up.
Yo, y'all kids at home, asthma's real. Don't throw away your inhaler.
No, don't. Please don't.
Good Lord.
Charlie would not.
I was like, he's holding on tight to that inhaler.
That was funny, though, because I answered that question, because I was wondering, okay, was that a whole shtick, and he actually never was sick, and he was just taking it? But no, he was hiding it.
Yeah, because I thought, even in this scene, I thought that he started coughing to be like, oh my gosh, look what your questioning did. Oh, like, you're making everyone sick now. Yes. And I was like, oh, he's faking it. But he's not, but he is still being a hypocrite by having, you know,
yeah, 100%. I thought that, too, so I think it was a little bit of both, because he could have gotten up quicker, but yes, he definitely made sure that they heard him cough. So it's instilling that fear into everyone, and I love how they're just showing how that process happens.
Absolutely.
How everyone is just, you know, Minnow is being painted as this terrible sinner because she's questioning things that she shouldn't be questioning.
You can't question Charlie.
Not Charlie.
But what a heavy episode, and what a great episode. I love episodes that we've talked about this, how they give you like enough mystery, but they answer all the questions that we've been dying for, and I really, really appreciate it. We still have our super fun segment with predictions coming up. We have Trivia with Taylor coming up. But is there any last thoughts, anything else you guys want to talk about in terms of episode 6 that you want to break down? Opening it up to
I just love the little details, like the treehouse where you see all the pictures of the yes. fish and the hearts and the tree with the M and the J carved. Like, it's just so cute and romantic and sweet, and I just think their like relationship is so like pure and adorable.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's adorable.
Despite your hectic family and past and background, you can find love, people. This is what our show is teaching us.
Yes.
Find love. Yeah. But I think it's a great segue to head into our special segment with our very own Taylor Gates. This is Trivia with Taylor.
And the theme for this week, because it was all about how they're made of the same things as stars, and so I have some star and outer space trivia for you guys.
Ooh, I like it. And guys, make sure to hop in our live chat again if you have any.
Yeah, because I need y'all for a cheat sheet.
For real. I need a study guide. I need something.
Group. All right, the first question. What is the closest star to Earth? Is it A, Sirius, B, Alpha Centauri, or C, the Sun?
I'm pretty sure it's the sun.
I think it's the sun.
It's the sun. Okay.
The sun is sneaky, man, because it's actually a star.
I know.
Right?
It is, yeah.
Sneaky, man. I used to be good at this astrology thing way back in the day.
You got it there, ding, ding, ding.
What two elements are stars mostly made of? Is it A, hydrogen and helium, B, hydrogen and oxygen, or 3, helium and oxygen?
It'd be anyway, like, but hydrogen?
I'm gonna go with A.
It is A. Hydrogen and helium.
Sacred lies.
Good job. Yes. Science, sacred lies.
We have to say that we've had all our guests on Sacred Lies. You guys have all been extra, very good.
Yeah, you've all been really good at it.
So good job. You're following that.
All right, and we got one last one. This one's a little tricky, but it'll be a fun, you know, party fact if you know it. If you go anywhere. What is the hottest place in the universe is located in which constellation? Is it A, Pisces, B, Virgo, or C, Leo?
Leo, because it's a fire sign. And also my sign.
Is that true? Is that right? Is she right?
It's actually Virgo. But that reasoning, I was like, you know what? Maybe I looked it up wrong.
She had such conviction.
That seems right. She was so believable.
But it is actually Virgo.
Wow.
So,
lies. Lies. All lies.
Thanks for indulging my trivia, guys.
All right, guys. I think we're going to head into some predictions next. Because... I love when this happens. That's why we're heading into the segment.
Yeah, you ain't see that coming, did you, Samara?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
<That's> spooky.
It really is, and it's the green. We got the woodsy vibe.
And
love
the
it.
Flash. I'm like, oh, whatever. We good. We good.
So this is the part of the show where we kind of theorize of different storylines that have happened, where we think they're going to go, what we would like to see, and things of that nature. So I know that you can't spoil anything, but if you want to partake... Please do. Don't, if you don't want to. You can tell us, you know, something very, they would never happen, that we think would be funny that could happen, that without, you know, spoiling the show, whatever you feel most comfortable with. But to start us off, Taylor, what you got for us?
All right. So I know you were talking about earlier how you really don't want Minnow to turn on Angel, but I feel like they might get into a little bit of a rocky patch in their friendship.
Oh, wow.
I'm just worried because, I mean, Minnow's getting closer to the youth group girls now. Angel's been away for a while. There seemed to be some tension between them in the promo, so I'm worried that... I don't think they're going to, like, not be friends forever. I just think that there might be a little bit of a rift between them. And then Miss Bailey's coming back next week. I love her so much. She's one of my favorite characters. And
Katrina is amazing.
Yes. And she and Dr. Wilson seem to be... They're spicy. Heating it up. excited to see where that goes. I don't know. I don't really know where that's going to go, but... knowing this show, I'm sure it's going to bring some drama, so I'm excited to see what happens there.
Oh, very cool. What do you got, Evan?
Oh, yeah, I really think they're going to expand on the whole thing that happened with Angel eventually, maybe next episode, because when they hinted to the whole thing about the uncle and stuff, I think there's a lot more there, and that's why there's some things that were going on, I think, in the household that led her to do what she had to do. Maybe it was a survival tactic, because she seems like she's a survivor, so I'm hoping for more Angel backstory.
Yeah, I would love to see that too. Kayla Mason in this chat is saying that why has no one else in the community been watching him closer to see what he's been lying about?
That's faith. That's faith right there.
That is. So what I agree with you, Kayla. What I would love to see is not just Minnow second guessing this. I want to see if there's other people in the community second guessing this, and if there's, you know, who else is not really thinking he's telling the truth. I would love to see more of that, and I would love to see actually more backstory. We learned about the whole Charlie thing and all of that, but. How do you go from that? How do you go from beating a dog to having a whole community follow you into the woods? And how did he really plan for that? And did it just happen? Are drugs involved? Is he just mentally messed up? Like, I still have a lot of questions towards that I would love to be answered.
Yeah.
So hopefully we will get those answers. I'm checking out the chat. It's going so fast. I'm trying to pull something. but again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is why we love the Secret Lies community. Yes. Have you been hopping in and everyone said, or seeing? I know Rael Tucker has been saying that she loves looking at just a live chat in general.
All the time.
You have some great fans on you guys. Yeah. So. Yes. Really, really cool.
You guys are amazing, honestly. Like, nonstop, everyday notifications, and I love it.
Awesome. Yeah. Sandra says, it keeps me on the edge of my seat, and it keeps me on the edge of my seat, that's for sure. I totally agree with you there, Sandra. and then, a couple of you got wrong answers on the quiz, but it's okay. I'm not going to shout you out on that one. all right, guys, I think we're unfortunately running a little bit out of time. Do you have any questions? Do you have anything you would like to bring up before we wrap this episode? Guys, it's episode 6. This is crazy.
Yeah, we're over halfway done. We're over halfway done. Which is upsetting. So season 2, hint, hint. I need it. I want it.
Already.
Please make it.
Let's get that season 2 already. What's up, Facebook?
What's popping? What's good?
Blumhouse.
I know.
Cut the check.
Well, that's why I think, again, like, that's why, you guys, I think it's so, so cool that you are in these live chats, that you are being part of the conversation. You need to be sharing these links with everyone so we can get a season 2, because, I mean, as strong and rich as these episodes have been, there's only 4 left, and I'm sure I have way more questions I need to be answering. Seriously. More than 4 episodes. I'm dying each week, right? I'm like, Evan, when's the next one coming out?
4 left. I hope they just nip all kinds of things in the bud, please. Don't leave me on a cliffhanger episode 10. I'll be inconsolable.
But then you'll come back.
Oh, you know I'm gonna come back. It ain't just because I'm on this panel either. But no, congratulations on all your success. Thank I know this you. Is a very Thank big, so big gig for you. This is really big for you. So, yeah, so I don't want to downplay your success.
Yeah, yeah. Where were you when you found out? Like, can you tell us about like when you found out you officially had this role?
I was actually here. I was in LA, and I had flew out the same day to do the basically the callback. Mm-hmm. And it was like a couple of hours, and I was sitting on the balcony watching YouTube, and my agents called me and I screamed. Yeah, so it was a lot put into it. When I first got the audition, I was in Atlanta, so flying out here for the callback was like the only decision, and I had to go for it. I had to. It was no other choice.
And here you are. All up on Sacred Lies. Follow your dreams, children.
Please.
Do you have any favorite, like, scenes from the show or, like, lines that you've said? Because I just, like, I love the one-liners in the show, so I didn't know if any, like, really stuck out to you.
One of my favorite lines was when I asked her about her hands, like, right to the point, and I was like, that's crazy. I feel like everybody was like, this girl is psycho. But honestly, that was really funny to me. It was just funny. And then, explaining my backstory, because at the same time it was like, okay, this girl's stupid. Mm-hmm. But then again, like, you got to see my emotional side, like, oh wow, she really cared about that girl. So yeah, and the fight scene, not gonna lie. Angel got her. I'm sorry, Crystal. My girl got her. So now that was a good scene, too.
They posted again on that Secret Life community a little bit of back behind the scenes of how, you know, they had to train for that. And that was really cool. How cool was it just to see that unravel on scene, on set?
Really cool. It was different. And then, like, I guess I can say this, the stunt doubles and things like that looking exactly like them and everything. It was very different to see the you know, stage combat in general, because you would think, like, on set they do it for real. You would think. Yeah. But it's really, it was different. And the fake blood, I was like, oh, God, this is a lot. Y'all are smart.
That's so cool. It's so cool to get a little behind this. Did you learn any moves?
I did.
What'd you learn?
I learned how to punch. I'm not that good, though, so I'm not going to practice on nobody yet because I might actually punch you. But I learned the punching and the slapping and the things like that. That was cool.
That's so
cool. The whole to the floor stuff, I ain't ready for that. Okay. But I'm baby getting there. Steps.
That's why we need a season two. Again, guys, because exactly. We need your fight scene.
Yes,
Rashida fighting.
If Rashida had to fight anyone, who do you think it should be with? Who would you like to have a fight?
Anybody that mess with my girl, that mess with Tracy or Angel or even Minnow. I don't play about my girls.
Oh.
So anybody that mess with them, y'all might have to get these hands. Might.
I like it.
Pray hands though.
Will we be seeing more of you and Tracy that dynamic together?
Yes.
I love seeing you guys together. You're so funny. So funny. How is she? How were you able to just create such a good chemistry together?
We started talking the first day. We started talking and it just kicked it off from there. It was like we took one selfie and we're best friends after that.
Aww.
So yeah, it kind of it kicked it off there. She's actually from Vancouver. Wow. So after like just getting to know her, it was never really going in as a, oh, we're going to get to know each other and try to create chemistry. It just happened.
Right.
And that's the whole magic behind it. Like, it just happens. So, I mean, just Jennifer, she's amazing. She's just such a good person. And it was just, it kicked it off the bat. Yeah, so.
That's so cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time being with us.
Thank you.
I don't
want
to end this, but we unfortunately need to. But you guys, we will, of course, be back here for episode 7 of Sacred Lies, this Facebook Watch show. Mm-hmm. And we'll be breaking it down with, you know, all our thoughts and many, many, many opinions. But in the meantime, please keep the conversation going, as I said, on all the Facebook platforms that we have. Just hop in the chat. You can also follow me on Instagram if you'd like to do so, at Bonjour Juliet. Evan, where can they find you?
Oh, Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. I'll let your boy.
Perfect. Taylor, go ahead. Where can they find
you? I didn't know you guys can find me on Twitter at @alphaba_Anne, on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_, and I host the Younger After Show every Wednesday at 10.
Okay.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Zamani Wilder and on Facebook at Zamani Wilder.
Awesome.
What's your social, girl?
My social? No, can't talk about that.
Is there any projects or anything that's coming up apart from Sacred Lies that you would like to plug or anything like that? You should be watching.
Say, but I'm auditioning. I'm working.
Good.
Non-disclosures, but other than that,
very exciting.
Follow me and find out.
There you go. Follow me. Make sure
my Facebook and my Instagram, you'll find out.
She's back on Facebook.
I'm back.
That's awesome. Well, you heard it here first, guys. Make sure to follow her to get all the scoop on what she's up to. And we will see you back next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.